This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello everyone, my name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Early on D Street powered by Money Control. Today I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that will move markets on Tuesday, that is 19th of November. The Indian market settled with nominal losses on Monday, November 18, after trading in a narrow range for the most part of the day. Equity barometer Sensex ended in the negative, snapping two consecutive sessions of gains. The Nifty appeared to be in the consolidation mode as neither the bulls nor the bears could gain an upper hand. Nifty shed 11 points to close at 11,884.5. BSE mid-cap and BSE small-cap indices outperformed the benchmark Sensex, closing with gains of 0.44% and 0.27% respectively. Experts attributed the lackluster show of the market to the lack of major positive triggers. Vinod Nair, head of research at Jyojit Financial Services, said, "After the September quarter results and amid the lack of major macroeconomic data releases this week, the market seems to have entered an indecisive period of trade, having rallied well in the last 2 months. Globally, investors are awaiting triggers on the resolution of the US-China trade tension and future interest rate trajectory of the US central bank. In the short term, volatility may stay, but banks are expected to do well." Technical analysts are of the view that 12,000 is the key level for Nifty. Amit Shah, technical research analyst at India Bulls Ventures, is of the view that till 12,000 is not breached on the upside, the near-term consolidation may continue. Shah also believes that the index is poised to hit fresh all-time highs above 12,800 level and dips towards support zone should be utilized to build long positions. Meanwhile, the rupee settled 6 paise lower at 71.84 against the US currency due to continued forex outflows and gains in the dollar in the global markets. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in Indian markets for Rs 270.66 crore, while the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of Rs 309.45, provisional data showed. Let's talk about the big news of the day. India is not facing 5% economic slowdown and continues to be the fastest growing economy in the world, Union Minister Anurag Thakur said in Lok Sabha on Monday. During question hour, Thakur also said that a number of steps are being taken by the government to strengthen the economy, that includes the merger of banks and tax concessions to industries. The Union Minister of State for Finance said India continues to be the fastest growing economy in the world, even though many countries in the world are facing an economic slowdown. Now let's take a look at what technical indicators are saying about the market. Nifty made several attempts to hold 11,900 on November 18 but failed, forming a small bearish candle on the daily charts, following the gravestone doji formation in the previous session. The bulls somehow managed to defend a 13-day exponential moving average, which is at 11,852, which offered support to the index during corrections in the leg of up move. Weakness can get accelerated once the bears decisively push the index below the said average, experts say. Mazhar Mohammad, Chief Strategist, Technical Research and Trading Advisory of ChartsView India.in, said, "As multiple technical parameters on the lower time frame charts were favoring bears, it would be prudent on the part of the investors and traders to avoid long positions in the index. Aggressive traders with high risk appetite were advised to remain short with a stop above 11,950 on a closing basis." Moving to the stocks that are in news, Zee Entertainment Enterprises will be in focus as rating agency Brickwork Ratings India has downgraded the company's 6% cumulative redeemable non-convertible preference shares and the issuer rating to BWRAA+ with a negative outlook. Jubilant Life Sciences will also be in focus as the promoter group Jubilant Stock Holding Private Limited offloaded 11.60 lakh shares in the company at ₹493 per share through a bulk deal on BSE. Precourt Meridian will also be in focus as credit rating agency CARE has given a CARE BBB- rating with a negative outlook on the company's long-term bank facilities and CARE A3 on the company's short-term bank facilities. To make your day more profitable, we spoke to SDFC Securities and they have given 3 buy recommendations. First is Granules India with a target price of ₹145 and stop loss of ₹120. Upside potential for this recommendation is 13%. Next is Cholamandalam Investment and Finance Company with a target price of ₹360 and stop loss of ₹310. upside potential for this call is 9%. And the last one is Rallis India with a target price of Rs. 200 and stop loss of Rs. 168. Upside for this call is 12%. Remember, all three stocks mentioned are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.